The government of Barbados is pressing ahead with the establishment of a new body which should, among other things, help to regulate bank fees in this country. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, tells us the bill for the promised Financial Services Tribunal is already in draft, and he says it will set out to provide a mechanism to deal with any company that lends money, including banks, insurance companies, credit unions, and other financial houses.
That will be the entity that will be looking at the market conditions within which these entities are operating to be able to settle the longstanding complaints that we have been seeing and hearing, particularly in relation to banks, in terms of whether the quality of service and the issues that certainly have arisen over time.
Minister Strawn explains how the role of the proposed tribunal will differ from that of the central bank when it comes to regulating commercial banks.
The central bank is just focused on the macro stuff, whether or not the loans are performing and that depositors will get back the monies and that there's no systemic risk in the system. As entities roll out more and more retail banking and those types of things, whilst the central bank will remain very focused on those systemic issues, it is the actual relationship between the bank and the customer. Those are the issues that certainly have plagued us for some time, and those are the issues that the financial services will be expected, financial services tribunal will be expected to adjudicate. Now, I can't say to you, David, that people will be fully satisfied with what people are judged to be reasonable and fair, but we are putting this process and system in place to allow for a lot of these things to be regularized and it will have teeth, because at the end of the day, the focus here is for consumers, depositors, people who are doing business with financial institutions, to have trust that there is some oversight with respect to the nature of the consumer side of things, which for too long really has been absent within the context of the financial sector.
He stresses that much depends on the digitization of transactions between the finance houses and their customers.
Once the consultations have been completed, the legislation has been passed, we want to ensure that the financial institutions I know that some of them have already been in communication, certainly with their clients, on a range of matters that are of concern. The market setting conditions with respect to whether it's the review of fees, what banks have been doing in their own operations to get up to speed. Because what we have been doing in this time is, right now, I think we're in May, I think four of the banks should be in their final round of testing for the upgrade for the real-time ACH, which is expected to be completed, I think, by the end of June. The real-time automated clearinghouse. That's the system that actually allows money to move between financial institutions. So I think four of the banks are going due to complete by the end of June to then ensure that they can go live in August, and then two of the larger credit unions and the remaining one will come on stream in November, so that we will have the larger financial institutions be able to do that. So the point I'm making is the banks and the credit unions have, over the course of the last 2 years, been working to bring their systems up to provide better services to Barbadians. Now, what the requirement for what we call interoperability means, that one, anybody who has a solution for payments will be able to do so within the context of the rules that are set out within the context of the automated clearinghouse. And what we believe will happen is that once citizens are able then to do their business in that way, then we should be able to see better quality of service being delivered, financial services being delivered, such that it should and I'm knocking on wood, it should not require citizens to have to go into banks to do certain things.
That's Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, speaking to us on Sagicor's Early Business.